With the turkey still in our refrigerator and the pie crumbs yet in the pan, we started on Friday decking our halls with decorations. It sounds like some of you might have as well. In our house, we can hardly wait for that. It's one of our most beloved traditions. There's tens of red and green rubber-made totes that make their way up the basement stairs. Ornaments are really carefully unwrapped, and strings of lights that get unwrapped. Light bulbs are checked. But for Peter and Felicity, I think the headline event is the construction of Bethlehem Village. There's a stable, and there's an inn. There's hillside and tent. There's wise men and there's camels. This is the venue for exploring the whole month of December. Bethlehem, though, I have to tell you, includes not only what you might anticipate. There's the traditional Joseph, and there's Mary. There's an innkeeper and his wife, if you kind of glance in there. There's also an assortment of different characters. We have some dollhouse friends. We have a dollhouse. There's also, from the Hot Wheels garage, there's some cars there as well. There's some friends from the construction site. And if you glance in, you might also see we have an elf pet. Perhaps you know Elf on the Shelf. There's also Elf on the Shelf has a pet as well, and he's made his way as well. I'm pretty sure the prophet Isaiah could not have imagined the little people depicting the birth of Christ when he proclaimed, "In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house should be established as the highest of the mountain and raised up above the hills, and all the nations should stream to it." When the prophet proclaimed these words, Isaiah was speaking a word of peace and hope to a people who were at war with much more powerful players than itself surrounding Israel. And the king turned to Isaiah for assurance and for advice. God was speaking a vision through Isaiah about those nations that were oppressing Israel. Israel, who was powerless in this place and looking towards a mountain that would come through peace and justice. And yet somehow, the little people alongside these construction equipment and the dollhouse people shows a heart of people coming together across power divides, like the days of Israel. Perhaps it's a little bit like us coming together about those who like their turkey with gravy and those who prefer a tofu turkey eating alongside each other. I know, I just saw some faces there. But those who like turkey with gravy alongside tofu turkey at the same dining room table. Or maybe we eat at the counter. As a people, we have much that seeks to divide us, not just Thanksgiving dinner, as well as a nation and a world. We look much more like the kingdom of Judah that needs a dream to encourage us, less like the community of Bethlehem that showed up over the weekend in my dining room on the marble table. God knew that we too would need those kinds of instructions. Eugene Peterson, the pastor who translated the message, wrote that verse that Carol read for us, verse 3, in this way. Come, let's together climb God's mountain, go up to the house of the God of Jacob. God's going to show us the way God works so that we can live the way we're made. God already plans within us a way that reflects the very image of God, the Imago Dei, drawing closer to God you and I rediscover that we were made to be menders, kind of like the discovery of those broken ornaments that we had. In his book, Creating a World That Works for All, Dr. Sharif Abdul describes a mender as someone who works to alleviate suffering in the way that we practice our faith, where our primary motivations don't come out of fear, but rather a holy desire to reflect God's way by making things better. We're menders because we believe that we need to be healed in God's image. Our goal is to live consciously integrated as God's people. Like the prophet, Isaiah calls us to return to the path of God, seeking the mending of our world. Somehow, no matter how we pack up those Christmas decorations, there's always the ornaments, inevitably, that end up on that mending pile. Not only was it this one, but it's the nutcracker soldier with an arm that can't seem to go down, or an angel that's halo is askew. The reattachment requires a bit of careful focus. It requires more tedious work than we want. But once it's mended, it can be returned and restored to the place where it belongs. For many of those ornaments, I have to tell you, it's not the first time that they've been fixed. They were probably fixed last year. They may even have been fixed the year before. Their trips to the mending pile are racking up frequent flyer miles. It's a good thing that mending and even reconciliation are full of multiple second chances. You see, my friends, reconciliation, just like mending, takes time. It takes focus. The poetic kinesthetics are those who worked in the place in Germany with the people of Berlin to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It's been the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. So from the end of August through September, these artists invited the public to contribute messages that might indeed be written on these long strips of paper, hopes for the future, as well as memories from the past, in order to be created into a piece of living art. It stretched 450 feet across the Brandenburg Gate to be in the place where the wall previously divided the city. The division between East and West, communism and democracy, families and neighbors across the wall reconciled in active and public ways. Stories got retold. Private restoration of relationship as well as a nation's story told. Peace is more than just time healing our wounds and no longer being divided. Reconciled peace is a forward movement reflecting God's restoration of completed relationships. So when will the fullness of this restoration be known? That's what the disciples wanted to know from Jesus. When is all this going to be done? Haven't we already done enough of this work? But Jesus tells his followers, Jesus tells us, we're an Advent people. I'm coming. The only outstanding fact is the when. We're called to be ushering it in together. You and I, we trust and respond to what we already know about God, even as we hope to what is coming. During the war, the prophet Isaiah called the people, we heard it, to take their weapons and transform them into farming implements. So what does that look like today? What does it look like to be actively ushering in the kingdom of God? Down in Mexico, there's an activist by the name of Pedro Reyes who is described his hometown as the place with the highest rate of gun deaths in the whole nation of Mexico. So what was he to do to usher in a change? He took and collected as many guns as those who would give them up willingly. He collected over 1,500. And after that collection, at the military base, there was a steamroller who steamrolled all of those pistols and transformed them into shovels. The shovels put on wooden handles, you see the process here, and 1,500 shovels were used to plant 1,500 trees in the town. The whole town began imagining what it would look like to spend time outside in a place where they were fearful to be. The town changed from a place of fear into a place where they could be together. So what would you and I do? What is God calling us to do this coming Advent season? We're called to be menders. We're called to remember and restore relationships like those in Berlin. We're called to transform the world by beating instruments of death, whatever that means for us, into instruments of production. And like the God of us all, we're called to give and receive second chances, a whole bunch of them, for peace and reconciliation for our friends, for our neighbors, for our coworkers, and for our families. There is power in walking in God's light now, one step at a time. We know the future belongs to God, but the first step towards that future is for us who have glimpsed God's light and are willing to trust that enough light lies ahead for us to step into it. This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.